Well, good evening, everyone. We're broadcasting live from New York City, April 15th, 2016. Today's quote: "The fool may be known by his deeds, likewise the wise one may be known by his deeds." Wisdom is manifested by one's deeds. Now, I'm assuming the word deeds is a translation of karma, or kamma. And so you have to be somewhat careful about what is being said here. The Buddha isn't actually saying physical deeds. He's saying their mental volition, the reasoning behind everything they do and say, the intention. Because people can do great things, fools can do good deeds, and you can't know the difference unless you're able to tell the intentions behind their deeds. So a fool might be charitable and helpful to others, but they may do it for selfish reasons. And that's a foolish thing to do. So you couldn't say that person is wise just because they're doing good deeds. Now, it is a good sign if a person is doing and saying good things often. It's a good sign that they probably have good intentions, but as we've seen before with some of the teachings, that it's possible for a person to think one thing, say one thing, and do something else. And so you have to be somewhat circumspect. But what he's saying here is, if someone says they're enlightened or says they is able to spout the Buddha's teachings, their talk is cheap. Question is whether they're actually practicing. But if they're not moral, if they're not focused, if they're not seeing clearly, that's how you know them to be foolish. Even though they talk a good game, right? Because talk is cheap. Much easier to teach others. Much easier to... It's a skill. To teach is a skill. But once you've learned it, that's all it takes. You can teach, but to actually practice, this is the challenge. So I'm happy to be here in New York. I'm going to have several sessions that are mainly practice based, which is really the best. It won't just be a lot of talk. It will be talking about meditation and teaching meditation and practicing meditation together, hopefully. Kamang sati vibhajati yatitang hinang panidathaya. It is karma that, it is our deeds that divides us up, divides up beings. So the Buddha said the most important division between all beings, not just humans, wasn't race. It isn't, of course, social status. It isn't color of the skin. Right? It isn't education. It isn't gender. It isn't size. It's kamma. Kammang sati vipacati yati dangi nang panitataya. That makes us refined and coarse. So in the history of humanity, for example, we've often had the idea that certain groups of humans are more refined. You know, like the, what was it, the Romans? Romans thought all these other groups of people were barbarians. In the Europeans who went to study Indian religion, they thought these Indians were, and they found savages. And so they thought, they were quite surprised to learn about the quite sophisticated religions of India, because people were living like savages. And they thought these people are coarse. And so they had this theory that Asia has been in decline and it used to be a refined place, but it's become savage. So humans do this. The Asians, of course, like in Thailand, they think of Western Europeans as barbarians and savages. So it's all across the board. The Buddha said, "Well, this is industrialization, modernization, sophistication, all these things. This is not how you call someone refined, of course. Refined or coarse is in our actions, our ethics. Are we performing ethical actions? Are we ethical? Or are we unethical, basically? The quality of our behavior." Which is why meditation is such a great thing, because meditation is the purest form of behavior. It cultivates such wholesome habits in the mind and thereby in the body. It's an activity that is totally pure. If you practice it regularly, it's like injecting this dose of purity into your life. It's kind of surprising, I think, when you begin and you wonder, well, how is this helping me? Walking back and forth and sitting down. And it's surprising how it does have an effect. And I think in the beginning it's quite confusing as to, well, why is this doing such wonders to my? Surprising how it's changing. It's because it's pure. We underestimate the power of a pure thought, with a pure mind. When our mind is clear, it's not just clear in that moment, it's creating clarity of mind, it's influencing, it's impacting our life. This is karma. It affects us, changes us. Purity, it's like spending time cleaning your house or washing your body. It has an effect, and then you are pure, but pure in the mind, which is, of course, of far more value than a pure body or a clean house. So meditation is the real test. Can someone meditate? If they're able to meditate, and if they are able to see the benefits of meditation, that's a test of whether they're refined. It's the best test. How well they're able to accept and appreciate an activity that is pure, as opposed to being obsessed with impure behaviors and addictions. Anyway, I'll try to come on for a few minutes every night just to say hello. It's good to see everyone still meditating. I'm going to do my meditation right now, I think. Do my